Hi, hello. Am I speaking to Sherry?
No, this is the wrong number, ma'am.
Oh, maybe you can help me. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, but I'm not interested. I'm not interested in it.
It will just take a few minutes. We would really appreciate your responses on this survey.
I'm not interested with the information, giving out information.
All right. Is there somebody else in the household who's able to help us with this survey today?
No, what is this about anyway, my auntie said?
This survey is just about questions regarding your community and the nation. It will just take a few minutes.
Hello.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
I am doing just great. Thank you so much for asking. I was just explaining to him that this is just a survey that it will take just a few minutes. We're asking questions about issues that you're facing in your community and also in the nation. First of all, just to make sure, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on a cell phone, so we would just like to make sure that we do this as quickly as possible, and we will really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I don't mind as long as it don't be too personable. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. It will just take a few minutes, and I really appreciate your help.
Uh-huh. And who are you representing?
We are calling you from National Opinion Survey.
A national what?
National Opinion Survey.
Oh, National Opinion Survey.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Of course.
Thank you. Just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Well, I'm planning on voting. I'll sit like that, okay? And I'm going to have to call someone to get me because I'm totally blind.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. All right, will that be definitely vote or probably vote?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can get a ride, but, you know, if I'm feeling much better than I am now, I will vote, you know what I'm saying? But I can always call them to the house, you know, like I do. They come to the house, want to eat.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so is that a yes, definitely you will vote, or yes, probably you will vote?
Probably so, but I'm 87 and I'm feeling these pains, so I got to, sometimes I don't get up right, okay?
Okay, so you said you're 87, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And you sound pretty young, by the way.
Oh, no, I wish I was. He's so bong, let me know.
Okay, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, black African American, Hispanic?
I'm a African American.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, that's something you can really think on, because not at this moment. Let me say it like that, okay? Not at this moment. I'm not too satisfied, okay?
Okay.
Not at this moment.
All right. So would that be dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm not real satisfied with the way it's going right now, okay?
All right. So would that be a dissatisfied?
I'm
Remember,
satisfied.
Dissatisfied or satisfied? Remember that there is no wrong or right question. This is just based on your perception.
I can understand. Well, right now, I'm not satisfied with the way it is now. Okay?
Okay. That, I understand that. All right. Thank you. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. So I will go ahead and give you some names of people or organizations, and you tell me on the scale from 0 to 100 how you feel towards that person or organization. How do you feel regarding or towards the U.S. Department of Education?
I got to stand still there because I'm up and down with them because I don't know. I'm not really satisfied. That's it.
On a scale from 1 to 100, remember 1 to 50 means that you feel very warm. 50 to 100 means that you feel cold towards them.
I don't want to say cold, but I guess I have to. I'll say a little cold, but okay. How many? I'm not trying to rush it, but I have my nephew's telephone, and that's why I took it because I saw you was having trouble trying to understand you, so that's why I took the telephone, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so how do you feel about moms for livery?
About who?
Moms for livery.
Moms for livery?
For livery. For liberty.
I don't know that name.
Okay, that's fine. If you don't know about them or you have never heard of them, that is totally fine.
Not that I know of. I'm not remembering that.
Okay. And how do you feel about the National Education Association or the NEA?
I don't want to be too harsh. I'll give them a C. C minus.
All right. Now we are rating this on a scale from 0 to 100. Again, 100 means that you feel warm. Zero means that you feel cold. 50 means that you do not feel cold or warm.
We'll put it at 50.
Okay. Thank you. How about the U.S. Department of Education? Did you say, do you feel warm, cold, or neither or? What number would you give to the U.S. Department of Education?
I think I'll give them a 50.
50. Okay, how about the public school teachers?
Well, I just feel for them just like I do nurses. So I'm going to give them a high point because they go through a lot.
Okay.
The way so children are.
All right, so would you give them, what number would you give them from a scale from 0 to 100?
I'll say about a 60.
60, okay. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, Donald Trump, that's the only man I know that has a back. He don't let nobody ride his back. And I love that about him. But he can come out in some nasty ways, but he gets the job done. So from I'll take about 80 for him.
80, okay. What about public school?
Public school? The way they say our kids are falling through, and I'm going to take 40,
45. Okay, 45.
Mm-hmm.
What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, please. You better tell him go in there and change his pamper. No. Well, the stuff that's coming out lately, we got to wait on that. Because there's too much coming out right now, you know? That was hidden, and we were shafted by a lot of, okay? So, you know, politics is politics.
All right. I respect your opinion. So what number would you give to him?
Right now? Ooh, Jesus, don't let me take a feeling here, Lord. Huh? What you say, Matt? 45.
45, already. What about charter schools?
Charter schools? I guess charter school is good. I'll give it 50, 55.
50, 55, okay. Mm-hmm, and what about woke culture?
Who?
Woke culture. W-O-K-E, culture.
Oh, that woke up stuff they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Are you woke?
So what number would you give to that?
I don't know, because I'm not too hip with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. Okay. If you have never heard of them or you don't know, it's okay.
I don't know that much about. I don't.
Okay, I respect that, and thank you so much. You are doing just great, and I thank you so much for your time. The next question I got is, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say that is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
The public school where? Mm-hmm.
Yes. How would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.?
Oh, in the U.S., you said?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said where I am. I didn't know.
No. This is in the United States
okay.
in general.
Yeah, right on. The USA. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What you say, Matt? So, what, who?
USA?
Yeah. She said schools, USA schools.
The quality for public schools in the United States. This is general.
In the U.S., yeah, okay. Okay, I'll say it's, I hate to put them down, but I want to say it's fair. They're trying.
It's just fair, okay. Okay, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Well, right at this moment where I am now, I think it's turning loose. It's just a loop.
Okay. So in that case, would you say that is staying the same, growing worse, getting better? What would be the one?
Okay. I'll say it's getting, I at a standstill. I don't know if it's getting worse or not, but it's a standstill. It's pretty hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Remember that you are rating the schools in your neighborhood.
Pardon?
This is for the schools in your neighborhood. Would you say Mm-hmm. Would you say that they're getting better?
Okay, in the neighborhood, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say it's fair.
Fair. So staying the same, getting better, or growing worse?
Getting a little better.
Getting better. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Getting better. Okay.
Slowly but surely.
Okay, but moving forward.
I believe.
Okay, that's great. Okay, how important do you think it is public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students. And 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. So what I will do right now is that I will give you some topics, I will give you some names, and you tell me from a scale from 0 to 10 if you believe that is important for schools to prepare students on that topic. So the first topic I got is develop critical thinking skills. How important do you think that is from 0 to 10?
I think that should be 10.
10, very important, okay? How about compete and get good jobs in the future global job market?
How am I scaling it now, the way it's going at this moment?
Okay. Right. How important do you think is that is for teachers to prepare or for for schools to prepare students regarding that topic? Do you believe that that is important for students to get prepared regarding that topic?
I do. I'll say five.
Okay. How about develop social skills?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Remember, the scale of 10 is 0 to 10.
Yeah, that is to say if I think they're doing well with it or not. That's the way I'm doing.
If you believe that this is important for schools to prepare students regarding
very important.
Okay, what about to be ready for higher education like college?
Oh God, these children need that so bad. Mm-hmm.
Should schools prepare students for that?
Say it again. Should schools pay for that?
Should schools prepare students for that topic to be ready for higher education like college?
I think they should. I think we should help them out like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. From a scale from 0 to 10, what number would you give?
8.
8, okay. How about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Any what?
How about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world? Do you think that is an important topic?
I do. It is.
Okay. So do you think that schools should prepare students for that topic on a scale from 0 to 10? What number would you give?
I do, but before I give a number, I want to say I think it should be at a certain age. It should be from 6 on up or 8 to, you know what I'm saying?
Not for all grades. Okay, I understand that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Say, in that case, what number would you give?
Oh, from 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say a 6.
Yeah, 6, okay. And the last topic, it will be about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. Do you think that would be important for schools to prepare students regarding that?
Very important. Yes, Lord.
Okay, so that will be a 10. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're almost there. I thank you so much for all the time you're giving me today. We're almost done. I highly appreciate it, okay? So the next question I got is, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
No, say that again.
I'm so sorry about that. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
That's kind of hard for me to say because sometimes I hear hollering at the telephone, at the radio myself. Oh, but let's see. Oh, God. Because sometimes it seems fair, sometimes it doesn't. I'm just going to weigh in. Is it 0 to 10?
This one, you can say that if you believe that your state, the question is, would you say that your state is spending not too much, not enough, or about the right amount on public school education?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think they probably on the line before half.
Okay.
Let me give half of that.
The options I got is not enough, too much, or about right.
About right. I'm a little reluctant with that, though.
Okay, that's good. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, I have not. I'm totally blind.
Okay, I understand your situation. Mm-hmm. I thank you for answering these questions.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, nothing at all?
Very little.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Mainly about what?
It's mainly about politics or politics?
That's what I think it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you strongly agree to politics? I'm so sorry about that. Would you say, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I hate to go all the way over the belt, but I don't agree with that much out there like that. Okay? I don't agree that much with it.
You don't agree too much to that. Would you say you are somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Okay. I disagree a little. Okay?
Somewhat disagree. Okay?
Not strong.
Somewhat disagree in that case.
I would say about a number.
The options that I have, or the answers that I have here, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Have you heard anything about it? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I haven't heard too much about it because my children are not in school right now. I do have some grandkids in college.
But you have not heard anything at all?
I've heard some, but I just have to tell you, my mind wasn't on it because I've been going through that thing. They had COVID and all that junk, you know. Mm-hmm.
I understand. In that case, you will say a little. You have heard a little.
I heard a little. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. So I will read to you three statements. To each of those statements, please tell me if you agree or disagree. The first statement I got is, public school students should not learn about history or racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree to that or disagree?
I agree to that.
You agree? Okay. Would you say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. What about teaching critical thinking skills requires that teacher challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable? Do you agree or disagree to that?
I don't care. It's a lot that they're doing that I don't. I think they're stepping over their boundaries and something they're teaching our children, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's supposed to be taught out of your home. A parent's supposed to do that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So in that case, could you lean more to disagree or to agree?
The way they're going now, I would say more to disagree.
Okay, would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Okay, that would be, I strongly disagree on a lot of it.
Okay.
Really do.
Okay.
We are parents, we still teach out there, okay? But they teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, and all that, but don't be stepping a little too heavy when you're coming in and tell them, if you feel like a boy today, then be one, all that kind of stuff. I don't agree with that.
Okay,
you know?
I respect that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, teachers are professional who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should be able to dedicate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Say that again.
Yes, of course. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Well, I don't know if I'm on the same page or not, but let me say this. I don't think the teachers have the right to dictate to nobody that I gave birth to and want to teach them, and they want to tell them something else, like if you feel like you're a boy today, then you be one. No, you don't, just, okay? Let me teach my child that, okay?
All right. Okay, so in that case, you lean more to disagree or agree to that statement?
I'm more to disagree on something like that, yeah. Like you tell them, if you feel like a boy today, you can come in here telling yourself, no, you're wrong, baby. No, I bought those things. You can't do that, honey.
All right. I understand. But in that case, the options that I have for you to choose is strongly agree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, and strongly disagree.
For which one now?
For the one I was just mentioning about.
In other words, you're trying to find out if I agree. The teachers to teach the children what they want to teach them, right?
That's right.
Is that right?
That's the one.
Yeah, yes, we know. I totally disagree. Yeah, they're parents. There's some kind of way when we was coming, you work with the parents and the parents and the teachers. You just don't take somebody's child and tell them it doesn't matter what your mom's there. If you feel like a boy, come in here, you put on some clothes. Like a boy, no. Okay?
I understand that. Yeah, definitely. I respect your opinion. It's very valid. All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to it. So I'll read to you some ideas, and all you have to do is just tell me if you support that idea or if you oppose to that idea. All right?
Okay. How many is it?
I have five ideas. I'll do it as fast as I can.
Okay.
I know I'm taking your time, so I'll do this as fast as I can.
This is my nephew's cell phone. That's what I was saying. Okay, come on.
I'll do my best here. So, do you support or oppose to the idea of giving parents the power to vet or vote curriculum decision in their school?
To vote or what?
Yes, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
I have to think about that. Well, there's so much that I can think of that turn you off a lot of time. But I do know they're paid to teach our children. But there's so much that they can't teach what we have. They came from our womb. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And just to make sure the correct pronunciation for this one is veto. Giving parents the power to veto or veto curriculum decision in their school. So do you support that or do you oppose to that idea?
I'm not with that so much. No. I'm not with that so much. Because I love teachers. I was a teacher's aide for 9 years.
Okay.
My sister was a principal. I know about the new level. But it's just something happening different now than it was back then, you know?
Right. All right. So in that case, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm not ready to say. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to speak too quick.
Okay,
because
that's fine.
A lot of times I'm upset that I got to weigh it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes we get upset without weighing it out. Okay? So I'll hold it right there, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Let's move on to the next one. How about...
How many more do I have? I have my nephew's telephone. How many more do I have?
I'll do this as fast as I can. We're almost done.
Okay.
Thank you. How about making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries? They see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with the racial issues. Do you support or oppose to that?
That they should, that the parents can, say it again, I really can't get that.
What do you think about the idea of making it easier for parents to challenge books in a school?
Oh, I support that. Mm-hmm. Stop right there, I support that. Mm-hmm.
A strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support it.
Okay.
We had those little things, they got to come. We're going to teach them. You teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. Leave problems like that alone.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Okay.
How about increasing discipline in the schools? Do you support or oppose to that?
Discipline,
yes.
I used to, but nowadays, you got so many crack pothead teachers, because one man hit a boy in his jaw, and I had him fired. You don't do that. They go too crazy, you know. So just your hands on if you can't take them to the principal. Then don't you put your hands on them because you might be hitting that girl too hard or whatever. Need discipline. I'm not against discipline because I discipline mine.
Okay, so would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I think I want to oppose that.
You will oppose?
I think.
Okay, will that be somewhat or strongly opposed?
Yeah. Like I say, I think about two things running my head when you say that. That's why. So this, you just have to stick a pin in that one because I don't know, you know.
You don't know. Okay, that's fine. Don't worry. I don't know what. I don't want to pressure you on these answers. I just want to get your perception. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
What do you think about the idea of protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality? Would you oppose or support?
Now, phrase that question another way.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teachers about race, gender, and sexuality.
Fighting back at parents? Is that what you're saying or not?
This is about protecting educators. The
educators'
right to free speech. And
Well, they have a right to that.
Okay. So do you strongly support or do you oppose?
I don't strongly support it, but they have a right to that. I'll say it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
They have a right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What about the idea of adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Ooh, Jesus.
Do you strongly support or oppose?
Right now, these kids need a break in their brains from home to parents. Back to school, no, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm not going to weigh in on that one right now.
Okay, you will pass on this one as well?
Yes.
Okay, I understand. Almost done, we just have a couple of questions to go, and I'll let you go in a minute. All right, so the next question that I have is, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization. I'm sorry about that. The Black experience in America and contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to K-12 public schools curriculum? Do you oppose or do you support that initiative?
I would have to dwell on that. I would have to dwell on that some more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, as of right now, what is your perception about this initiative? Would you support it or would you oppose to that? Remember, you can choose strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I'll say I'll drag way behind trying to make it to the front, to this border, but I'm not rushing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really not clear enough on that to me to give a solid answer, okay?
Okay, I understand. Let's move on. And this
are many more. How many more do I have?
Let's see. We have a couple of questions. We are 80%. We're almost done here.
Oh, I mean, I got somebody else's telephone. How many more questions I need?
I have about 8 questions to go.
About 8? What you say, Matt? Okay. I guess he's waiting on his telephone.
Let's do this as fast as I can. I'll read as fast as I can, okay?
Give me that one. Yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not convincing argument at all. You can use, again, the numbers from 0 to 10. The first, tell me.
You know what? I have to give it up. I can give you that. Can you send those to address?
This is what I can do. If you need to give the phone to your nephew, I can arrange a call back at your most convenient time to your personal phone number or to your home phone number. And
right. Well, I won't have mine until tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine. We can get a computer
tomorrow. I'm not sure
of
the number, so yes, that'll be fine. Okay.
All right. Best contact number?
I'm waiting on my daughter to bring the phone home now. My grandson just bought me the cell phone. I'm blind. It's a flip top, and it talks back to me.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll try to dial the same number I called today. Hopefully, I can get you back, and we can get the survey completed.
All right. All right. All right.
Thank you so much for helping me out. I know I will spend some time.
Tell him, if he asks his phone, just tell him that you was calling me back or you talked to me yesterday. My name is Ruth. My last name is Gilkey. Mrs. Gilkey, G-I-L-K-E-Y-G-I-L, like a fish gill, and K-E-Y, Gilkey. Mm-hmm. Not guilty, okay. It's Gilkey.
Sounds about the same, but I'll make a note of that, all right? I thank you so much for helping me out. I'll be calling you back tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, baby. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Here you go, Matt. I see what you're saying. Please.